Among centenary olive groves and vineyards stands another jewel of the Golfo Dianese, Piano Castello. This small village, situated on a hill behind Piano Marina and not far from the sea, preserves the typical charm of a fortified village. As it happens in most Ligurian villages, also the historical center is made up of a tangle of Carugi that only its inhabitants can unravel. Its lush appearance reminds us of an ancient peasant vocation. The territory of Piano Castello is dominated by the traditional strips with which the Ligurians have made even the steepest hills flat. Here, where once stood the Lucus Bormani, the mildness of the climate has allowed to excel in the cultivation of some valuable agricultural products, the olive tree and the wine. The olive oil of this area needs no introduction. The wine produced is the golden Vermentino. If we look carefully at the village, we cannot ignore its religious buildings and ancient walls, a sign of medieval fortifications defending the village. Piano Castello has been one of the most sought-after tourist destinations for some years now. Not only its high position and proximity to the sea contribute to its charm, but also the uniqueness of its history. Among the most fascinating testimonies, we have the Lone, that from the subsoil of the village and down fragments of daily life of the past. We don't know the exact date of Piano Castello's birth. It is certain that during the 10th century, Saracen raids threatened the coastal villages of Liguria. The inhabitants of Piano decided to protect their family by taking refuge in the hinterland. Above a hill, they erected the fortified village of Piano Castello, with the aim to side the danger coming from the sea and organize the defense. We find for the first time the name of the village in 1033 in a document that declares its independence on the Albenga Committee. The lord of the village, starting from the 11th century, were the Marquis of Clavesana. The domination of this powerful family lasted until the 12th century, when the power of the Republic of Genoa forced the feudal lords to cede part of their power to the Superba, until they sold the remaining feudal rights in 1228. With the end of Clavesana, Piano Castello entered the orbit of the Republic of Genoa. This was the end of the feudal era and the beginning of a communal one. Despite the political submission to the Superba, in fact, the Castrum Diani laid the foundation for its political and administrative organization, thanks to the institution of the Comunitas Diani. It was in this period that the Dianians were most proud of it. In 1284, an armed galley sent by the Dianese community fought along Genoa against Pisa in the Battle of Meloria. On this occasion, the destiny of the domination of the two maritime cities over the Mediterranean was decided, and the contribution of the ships of Dianese proved so important in the victory of the Superba that is benefited from important tax relief and the nickname of Magnificent. Piano Castello organized itself in an independent municipality, although under the control of Genoa. The village was governed by a podestà, who was not local, but elected by the parliamentum among citizens of Genoa who had reached the age of 40. The podestà remained in office for 1 year and performed administrative, judicial, and military functions. His actions were controlled by the syndici, who had to establish that his decisions were taken in the interest of the citizens of Castrumdiani. The statues, dated back to 1363, written in Latin, and divided into 172 paragraphs, which deal with domestic, civil, criminal, and administrative law. In modern times, Tiano Castello lost much of its strategic function as a consequence of increased navigation safety, and thanks to commercial expansion, the coast began to repopulate. This led to a progressive abandonment of the medieval village of Castrumdiani. The communitas still lasted formally until Napoleon conquered Liguria. After the Congress of Vienna, the village became part of Kingdom of Sardinia, and then followed the Italian destiny with the annexation to the Kingdom of Italy in 1861. Tiano Castello was also struck by earthquake of 1887. The victims were 32, and structural damage to the houses and monuments was enormous. For a short time, from 1923 to 1925, the municipality was merged with the municipality of Tiano Marina. Today, on every corner of the ancient city, it is impossible to ignore the traces of its history. We recommend a visit to the historic center to discover the treasures of Tiano Castello, one of the most beautiful villages in Italy.